Welcome to yet another edition of Hit the Target podcast, proudly brought to you by Hollywood Bets. I'm your host, Jesse Nagel, and here to discuss all things English Premier League. Of course, we missed you guys. I'm sure everyone else missed the Premier League. We missed you guys, and I'm so glad we're back in studio to discuss the Premier League. And, of course, so many talking points. Of course, three games that have been postponed, too, because of the passing of Her Majesty Queen Elizabeth II, may her soul rest in peace. And then, of course, the Brighton and Crystal Palace game has been postponed due to railway striking or something that's going on along those lines. But, yeah, here to discuss it with me is Joshua Gaylord as well as Chad Nagel. Gentlemen?
Yeah, good to be here. Good to discuss the Premier League. Of course, we would have been hoping for a full set of fixtures, but certainly better than last week. Seven's better than last week. It'll be better than next weekend as well.
Yeah, Josh.
I mean, German football, La Liga, it's beautiful.
It's
nothing like the Premier League. And then, like Chad's saying, and then we've got to wait till the 1st of October again. It's a bit of a pity, but let's get what we can, and get our bet slips up.
Yeah, double header on Friday, which is tonight, actually. Aston Villa against Southampton. Chad, thoughts there?
Well, a lot of pressure on Aston Villa and Steven Gerrard. I think this is a game that he will probably feel that he has to win. There's a lot of uncertainty surrounding his future. We've seen good managers sacked for nothing. So he's on a slump. He's Aston Villa side on a slump, and with the quality that they have, they should be getting better results. They should be higher up the table. Southampton are obviously they are a strong side. They've had quite a decent start to the campaign, but you know, away from home against in these kind of games where they expected to win, or where they expected to, you know, put in a better give a good account of themselves. This is where it tends to go south for Ralf Hasenhüttl. So this is a game that I would actually steer clear from, but if I were to pick a result, I'd back under 2.5 goals.
Yeah, I'm just going to go Aston Villa 1. I feel like this could be the time to get fans on your side when everything's not going according to plan for the country. Now is the time to just brings out more togetherness. But yeah, moving on to Nottingham Forest and Fulham. Josh, what's your thoughts there?
Nottingham Forest, at the beginning of the season, I tipped them to stay up from the newly promoted teams. And then their business, I mean, 22 signings, I could be here the whole day naming all the signings. But against Fulham, Fulham are the team from the Premier League now, or from the Championship now that's coming up, that I feel actually have done the right business or actually proving themselves in the Premier League. And if you're mentioning Fulham at the moment, you can't not mention their striker, Mitrovic. I mean, a lot of people have been saying, and I fully believe it as well, is a striker that everybody thought, okay, Championship material, not Championship material, a little bit better than Championship material, but also like...
Not quite good enough not for quite high-level good Premier League.
For Premier League, but he seems to be proving all of us wrong. And at... I think it's 11-10 the last time I checked.
Anytime goal scorer.
Anytime goal scorer. But having said that as well, I do feel that Fulham can get this result away from home.
Yeah.
They have been extremely tenacious in every fixture that they've gone into, brave enough to take it to the opposition. And Nottingham Forest are, they struggled against, Bournemouth. That's the other Championship side now.
They were 2-0 up and they went 3-2 down. I remember that quite clearly. Yeah.
And I think Nottingham Forest can get the, Fulham can get the victory, yeah.
Yeah, just three games, on Saturday. Chad, first up, Wolves against Manchester City, to paint some visuals to the listeners back home or wherever you're listening to it, on the way from home or at work, just don't tell your managers. Chad does have a Diego Costa cup right now, and he's back in the Premier League. He's against Manchester City.
Yeah, he'd be hoping to impress as he would make his debut against Manchester City. I would hope he makes his debut in this fixture, because if Wolves if they are, Wolves are a good side. They punch above their weight. They've given Man City plenty of problems in the past. But so has Diego Costa, given Man City plenty of problems in the past. He scored a couple of goals against them. I really hope we get to see him in this game. I'd like to see him from the start. I wouldn't even want him to see him come off the bench. I just hope that he's still got plenty left in his tank. Diego Costa signing on a free, it could prove to be, a fantastic free signing, or it could just show why so many clubs, just opted against signing Diego Costa on a free. So, that's for Diego Costa to prove. And hopefully we get to see, some goal scoring opportunities for him against Manchester City. Manchester City just look a different beast. Erling Haaland looks a different beast. And they will be expected to win every single time they step onto the pitch, no matter who the opponents are. It's their season again, and even Europe is starting to align in with their vision. So
City to win this thing?
City to win, but I think City to win and both teams to score should bump up your value.
Yeah, Newcastle and Bournemouth is the next fixture. What's your thoughts there?
Newcastle, Bournemouth, easy. Newcastle, Eddie Howe to haunt his former side, and I think it'll be a routine, comfortable victory.
Yeah, hard to disagree there. Josh, Tottenham and Leicester are the headline acts on Saturday. It's the big one. It's the main event, probably the biggest game of the weekend. This was a sort of title race back in 2016 or 2015, whenever Leicester did win it. I stand to be corrected. But then, of course, Spurs, we know how that ended. Their title race finished in third spot. but that just sums up Tottenham. And what's your thoughts on this fixture?
Tottenham have to bounce. Okay, I know we're speaking Premier League, but they have to bounce back after losing to Sporting away from home in the Champions League. Before I even continue, I don't like watching Tottenham, and it's just become even more difficult. I tried to watch them midweek.
I'm glad you got that off your chest.
I tried to watch them midweek, and it's so slow and monotonous, but not to say that they don't get the job done. They have been in the Premier League. They haven't lost in the Premier League as yet. But this is a fixture that...
Keywords, as yet.
No, but I don't see that happening here. This is a fixture that Kane will definitely sink his teeth into. It's one more... He might have... being in the England camp already on his mind, but he definitely wants to still put one in the back of the net. And against the Leicester side that is just not kicking on at all, he definitely does this. And Tottenham at 5-10, that's value to me.
I think the value here could be James Maddison as an anytime goal scorer. You mentioned the England squad. He was missed out. He wasn't even mentioned. He wasn't even, I think, thought of by Gareth Southgate. So he's got a point to prove heading into the international break. So I think him as an anytime goal scorer, I think that was around 47-10 the last time I checked. So one for my multiples. I don't like Tottenham. I don't like Leicester as well. So that could be a value bet to look forward to. There's a double header on Sunday. But before we get into the first one, I just want to extend the invite to all the listeners. If you're in Durban, if you're in KZN, if you're in and around Umhlanga, the George is the place to be on Sunday. Join us. It's the Hollywood Bets. Brentford are playing against Arsenal, and Hollywood Bets are making or turning the George into a Brentford clubhouse or club, club supports. What would we call it?
Supporters Club.
Club. It's not a neutral.
Fan club. All the Brentford fans in South Africa
It's not a neutral venue. If Arsenal fans think you're going to paint that town red or go there singing Arsenal chants, it's not neutral at all. We're quite biased. We all know who we're supporting. It's Brentford. And hopefully the Bees can win then, Chad.
Yeah, hopefully the Bees can win. And you know what? They can. And I would say they have a chance at home to every side in the Premier League, bar Man City, maybe.
Yeah.
Not even that would be impossible, but I actually fancy their chances at home against any side. And you've seen them. They're fearless. They battered my side, Chelsea, last season. We were just hit for fun. It was 4-1, I think, at the Bridge. And they've beaten Arsenal 2-0 in this fixture last season. So confidence will be high in the camp. Thomas Frank, a very good manager. Ivan Toney is buzzing at the moment. A lot's going well for him this season. He's been spectacular. He's been even linked with some top clubs. Yes, the move didn't happen, but he's getting his name out there. He's netted a hat trick against Leeds United. And his first England call up. So, it's just positive all around for the Bees. The Bees will be buzzing, but it's a stunt test for them, because Arsenal have been one of the most impressive sides in Europe, this season. Arsenal just look a different side altogether compared to previous seasons. They look like they know how to play attractive football, which they've always known how to do, but they can switch it up. They can play gritty. They can dig deep. They can do it the untidy way, the clean, spectacular way. They've just got so much to their game, and Mikel Arteta deserves so much credit for that. In terms of a result, I think in terms of a bet, rather, both teams to score is a good bet. Yeah, as good as Arsenal are defensively, I just think that Brentford at home should score. Both teams to score is a good bet. I think it could end up in a draw.
Josh, I don't want to get your thoughts on this because I'm not accepting anything other than an Arsenal win. We both are Arsenal supporters, so I'm not expecting anything other than an Arsenal victory from you. But I do want to get your thoughts though on the final game of the weekend. Everton against West Ham. Someone once referred to this as the David Moyes derby. What's your thoughts?
I think West Ham have been a little bit up and down at the moment. They've got a lot of good talent that have come in. They've spent a lot of money, on good players, by the way, not just willy-nilly. I feel that West Ham can definitely take it to Everton, even in their backyard. The only thing I feel like Everton they look good, in a football sense. Maybe not results wise at the moment, but they look good in a football sense, especially through the middle of the park. They are building up the play nicely. And even though Anthony Gordon didn't get the move that maybe he would have wanted, he's still putting in the shift. He's still working hard. He's very young, so he's still got a lot to prove. And I think under Lampard, he can thrive. We know how he works with youngsters, and he allows them that freedom to shine. So I think Everton can grind out a draw, even though West Ham do have more quality, in my opinion, in personnel. I think Everton can grind out the draw in this fixture.
It's good word for them as well in midweek on Thursday, yesterday, actually. So, yeah, that's it from us in studio. Chad, any best bets that you want to leave the punters with? Best bets of the weekend?
Best bets of the weekend, I would have to say, I think both teams to score,
in the
Brentford Arsenal game, but also, Newcastle to beat Bournemouth. That's a good double.
Josh, you?
Final thoughts, Ivan Toney. I know you're listening. I hope you have a good kick about this weekend with the boys.
I think that's a perfect way to end it, gentlemen. Until, next week, where, of course, we have no weekend of Premier League football once again. Cheers.
Cheers.
Cheers.